so, we have been so indoctrinated. Believe me, I know that. I mean, when I got saved, I thought, man, oh man, I wasn't even a gambler, but I gambled for a lot of years, and I thought, whoa, boy, I was just lucky, you know? Well, then I turned the word luck into blessed. I realized, yes, I was blessed that God didn't do that, but I'm not kidding you. I spent a lot of time trying somehow to pay that back. And I was one of the greatest ones to say, God, don't have to do one more thing for me, heaven and life. Oh, life, he's already done enough for me. But he just kept doing stuff for me. He would do stuff for me until I would be just about embarrassed by him doing stuff for me. He would do stuff for me and say, well, God, there's other people that need this worse. Well, like he couldn't handle them too. But you know, we've got so much thinking in our minds, indoctrinated, you know. In the natural, we can think of everything that we'd like, but in the spiritual, we can't imagine that God would want to do that. And so that's why God wants us to turn to him. That's why God wants us to put our trust in him. That's why we've got to be convinced that it's good news. When we're convinced that it's good news, then we will share good news. Our lives will preach good news. Our countenance will say good news. Our countenance will say, things are good. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It matters what he's doing.
Amen.
And the more confidence we have in what he is doing, the more we will see him perform, because he watches over his word to perform. So he's waiting for an opportunity to perform. When we went to that play yesterday, you know, there was constant motion. The lights would go down and there were things going on because people were ready to perform. There's somebody there to coach them and say, okay, it's your turn to get on there and perform. In case somebody doesn't know what their cue is, there's somebody there to help them perform. These people are professionals, and so they probably don't need a lot of... But there's still somebody there to say, you need to be there, you need to be there, you need to be there, you need to be there. We've got the Holy Spirit as our director, encouraging us how to perform.
Amen.
Telling us God's ready to perform. Who are we to hold up God's performance? Why would we want to keep him from performing? Why would we want to stop anything? I mean, when you read in Acts chapter 8 and you read about Simon the sorcerer, you know, people always give him a bad deal. You know, he gets a bad rap. I'll tell you what, that guy wanted everything God had for him. He watched, he liked what he saw, and he got saved. He watched them lay hands on people, and people receive the Holy Spirit. He said, I'll give you money. I want to be able to do that. And there's Peter. Oh, Peter. Perfect Peter, you know. Who denied Christ three times. Peter said, I can see that you're bound up in evil. Did that deter Simon? Simon said, well, pray for me so these things don't happen to me. Pray for me. This is what Peter did, or this is what Peter did. Go get it yourself. Peter might have. You know, I mean, how quickly do we forget? Peter should have been the last person saying, well, you're just ugly and full of deceit. Peter should have been saying, hey, man, listen, you're missing a little bit, but I missed it too. I mean, I missed it. Let me tell you how bad I missed it. But in a sense, you know, he lashed out at him and said, well, just pray for me. I'll tell you something. When you're not believing that God is good, when you find yourself wondering why God is doing things to you that aren't good, call somebody, ask them to pray for you.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. We'll say, hey, just pray for me. My thinking is stinking. Just pray for me. Don't tell them all your stinking thinking. Don't whine about everything that's wrong. Just say, would you pray for me? Now, don't misunderstand me, okay? I'm not condemning that. Yes, we need a bed. I've heard that before. Yeah, bed. Yes, we do. You know, you need a bed. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Okay. Yeah. How can I say this nicely? Help me, will you see? Okay, it's like this. It's like this, okay? Sometimes when you eat food that doesn't agree with you maybe so much or something. Sometimes you have to adapt. Okay? Have you ever been somewhere when you wish somebody would have gone somewhere else to adapt? You following me?
Oh, yeah.
Talking about a mouth bath, and the person asked me one pass drives, and all just up to my neck. It was about this long, and all of a sudden, Mickey goes, "Oh, I get it! Pasteurize, just up to the neck." Got it now? Do you want your bill of bath pasteurized? No, just up to. Okay. Anyway. I didn't do it very well, Lord. I'm sorry. But the fact of the matter is sometimes we just need to pray. And receive it. And this is what, no matter what was happening, no matter what was going on around them, it says that the apostles, they went out and they preached the good news. They preached the good news here, they preached the good news there. It was still good news. It didn't matter that people were being persecuted. It didn't matter that people were being put in jail. It didn't matter that people were being killed. It was good news.
Yeah.
And they weren't going out and saying, "Be careful how you take this good news." They're saying, "This is good news.